Instagram teen accounts come with automatic protections for who can contact teens and the content they can see. Learn more about teen accounts at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Welcome to Community Insights, the weekly public affairs program from Salem Media, Colorado Springs.
Hey, you're listening to Community Insights. I'm your host, James Fidler. Community Insights is the weekly show that explores community groups, local nonprofits and charities, and everything going on in the Colorado Springs and Rocky Mountain region. I am joined here today by Randy Garcia. Randy, welcome.
Thank you for having me today, James.
No worries. Randy, you are the head of the Colorado Springs, Colorado chapter of Soul Survivor Outdoor. Why don't you tell us what Soul Survivor Outdoor is?
Yeah, absolutely.
In a nutshell.
Yeah, sure. So Soul Survivor Outdoor has been around for about 12 years, and we do two things. And as a retired Marine, that helps me count, because I can't count much more than three. But we do outdoor adventure with active duty military, and we do spiritual fitness. And so we couple those together in day trips with active duty military to bring about resilience to the units and actually introduce who Christ is and what identity in Christ looks like.
Awesome. So, well, let's get away from Soul Survivor, and we'll come back to Soul Survivor in a little bit.
Sounds good.
How did you start?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So born to a military family, my father was a U.S. Marine, moved around a lot. And then after college, I joined the Marine Corps and did a lot of different jobs there. Artillery, was a communicator, did some space stuff, cybersecurity. And after 21 years there, I retired. And one of the places we had been was Colorado during the time. And then after that, I worked about 15 years in defense information technology and felt it was time for a change.
Right.
And about the same week that I was saying it's time for a change, my friend Rick Wolf, who's the founder of Soul Survivor Outdoor, he gave me a call and said, hey, how about being the Colorado Area Director for Soul Survivor Outdoor? And I said, well, outdoor adventure, spiritual fitness, active duty military, how can I say no to this?
Right.
So that's how I got here.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So it sounds like you have a lot of skills. What do you study in college?
I did electrical engineering and computer science in undergrad and grad school. Uh-huh.
And so when your friend Rick contacted you to be head of the Colorado region, were there any specific things that you were like, I see myself doing great in this position?
Absolutely. So in the area director position, I saw an ability. This is one of the biggest military towns in the country.
Right.
Not only active duty military, guard and reserve, but also the retired community here and former military community. So this is a hot spot for the military. And I just saw my ability to use my career, some of the school of hard knocks that I had been through.
Right.
And my generation of veterans really didn't do a great job talking about hard things. It was good to be a tough guy, not talk about things that would make you look weak. And we all know in our veteran community now, that was the wrong approach. So being able to bring a Christian-based approach to today's active duty military through outdoor adventure, which has been proven to really bring about revival.
Out there in God's creation.
Yeah, absolutely. So couple, and what better place than Colorado?
Oh,
so
yeah,
coupling those
sure.
two things and just my background with leadership and spending time in the military and being able to speak the language of today's active duty military, I said, hey, this is just a great fit. And what a great place for this chapter in life.
Yeah. There's a saying where nothing new under the sun. Nobody is experiencing something for the first time. Somebody else is always experienced it before you, and you're able to come in with your experience and go to active duty military and say, hey, you know, I've been there. I've gone through it. I've been in deep, you know, dark places in my life, and here's how I got out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also the veterans and other volunteers that we have that come out, very similar. You know, I think there's a saying, most of us are like the rest of us. And each of these veterans has a different story, but there's a common theme about, hey, I've got a place in life where there is a crisis. And one of the points is, hey, there will be a crisis. It's not if, it's when. And how does your faith help you get through the crisis?
Right.
And then some of the spiritual fitness skills, just like we have physical fitness, what would spiritual fitness skills look like to get through some of those tough places in life?
Right.
So that's a lot of fun. It's a good analogy.
Awesome. So you guys are building up resilience in people.
Absolutely.
What would you say the mission statement? You mentioned those the two goals, but is there a specific mission statement there?
Yeah, absolutely. We are a Christian-based organization that brings the gospel to active duty military through outdoor adventure and spiritual fitness.
Awesome. So for one of these events, what would that event look like? What events do you guys do? How do people seem when they arrive to these events, and how do they look when they leave?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So we do a lot of different events. Here in Colorado, it's hard to beat the outdoors. So we do fly fishing. We'll go horseback riding through Garden of the Gods this week with our friends at Academy Riding Stable. We do zip lining with Adventures Out West. We've done rock climbing with Pikes Peak Alpine School. We'll go whitewater rafting. There's just a bunch of things that we can do here in Colorado. And it really starts a couple weeks out. We'll talk to the commander of the unit, the senior enlisted of the unit, and really get the commander's intent.
And the commanders, they come to you.
That's exactly right. So they'll set up a call. Sometimes the chaplain calls, sometimes the commander, sometimes the sergeant major. They say, hey, we'd like to partner with Soul Survivor Outdoor. We've heard about you. What can we do with you guys? And so we'll talk and understand, hey, what size of team would you like to send out? Is it as small as the 20 individuals coming out like we do with horseback riding? Or it could be as big as 60 people, zip lining or whitewater rafting.
What's the biggest group you guys have had out?
We've had 60 out in the water,
the biggest, okay.
Out at whitewater rafting.
Oh, wow.
And Noah's Ark takes great care of us out there.
So, sweet.
Yeah. So by the time the event comes, we've kind of understood what the commander's after, maybe some intricacies of the unit. Maybe there's some stress in the unit. Hmm. There's a lot of units that'll tell us, hey, we've had a suicide recently in the unit, or we had a couple accidents and we've had some trouble. Maybe a rough deployment and some things that they are unwinding from a deployment. So we've all been there. We all understand that as the veteran community. And so the day of the event, you'll see people showing up at showtime, and it's people are a little closed. You know, it's figuring out who's there. Not all of them are in the same part of the unit, so they don't all know each other when they show up. But we'll start with a little emphasis on who Soul Survivor is. We'll open with prayer. We'll introduce our team, but then we turn it over to some of the best outdoor adventure companies in the country. So we team up with the professionals to do the event right. We'll go through several hours of whatever that event looks like, take a break for lunch, and during lunch, toward the end of lunch, we'll have our guest speaker come up, and they'll do the guest speaker talk that, again, talks about resiliency, identity in Christ, and we actually present the gospel at these events.
Right. So at the start of these events, some people are super closed off, reserved in, you know, protected, I guess. But by lunchtime, they're opening up?
Absolutely. And I liken it when we do outdoor, when we do zip lining. I'll tell them I'm like a 12-year-old kid when I go out there. And I see the same thing among the players that are out there. All the folks that are out there having a good time, you can see them opening up as the day goes on. They'll start having conversations with people they may not have met before. And so by the end of the event, you really see people having a good time. And there's so much research on the correlation between outdoor adventure and wellness, just being able to think differently, to look at things differently. And this is on a work day for them. So they get to unwind a little bit on a work day at an event they're having fun at and getting to meet people.
Yeah, that's awesome. Whenever I'm feeling, you know, down in the dumps, just a little walk outside makes me feel great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Being outside, definitely helping people opening up. What are you guys doing to help them open up? Is there the community? Are you guys, what are you saying to the troops?
Yeah, absolutely. Our volunteer network will spread out among the group, whatever it is, will be across the whitewater rafts.
How many volunteers do you have per, the student per teacher ratio?
Yeah,
absolutely. How many soldiers per volunteer?
Yeah, we might have six soldiers per each volunteer.
Oh, wow.
We've had Marines out here, too. We've done Guardians. So, yeah, every service element that comes out. So we'll have about six, seven per volunteer. And those people, I ask them to spread out. That's kind of what we do. And just get to know people and ask real questions about real life, because they talk about work all day long. They see the same situations all day long. So asking them about home, asking about their upbringing, maybe some challenges they're going through. What is life in the military like? So just helping them to voice their things. His way of saying, you know, everybody has a story, and every story is important, and it matters to God. So hearing people's stories really helps us connect and really helps them kind of open themselves up, because it's sometimes things they don't get to talk about at work.
Right. And not everybody that's coming to these are necessarily believers. What percentage are believers, and what percentage used to be, and what percentage We're totally secular.
Yeah, that's a great question. We do not do any type of vetting out front as to anybody's background. We are open to all. As Matthew 11:28 says, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So that's Jesus' words. And we tell the commander, this is open to all. This is not for Christians, non-Christians. We're just open to all who want to come to this. But I will say at the tail end of it, we do see a strong commitment to either one, renewing their faith, or two, accepting Jesus and saying, hey, this is a lifestyle I need. I need to turn from what I'm doing, and I need to turn toward that identity in Christ and what Christ has done for me.
Awesome. And after these events, you're hanging out with these soldiers. They're opening up. Do these soldiers stay in contact with Soul Survivors, some of the volunteers and other leadership?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen some of our volunteers, some of them for the first time. Some are military, some are not. Make good relationships with some of these folks. And maybe over fly fishing, they're talking about a topic. I remember my friend Chad met with one of the service members several times after the event. Some of them follow up for some type of help. Like, hey, I was reading this book on suicide not being the solution that we get from our partners at Mighty Oaks. And they've actually been through or are near somebody who has had a suicidal ideation. And how do I help people go through that? So we make sure we're not counselors ourselves. We do make sure that people get directed the right way, but we do have that follow-up. And I think one of the big pieces we see is in our Google reviews and other reviews. We had a soldier from Texas a couple years ago come to us and say, hey, this was the week that I was planning to take my life.
Wow.
And I came to your event. It was a wake-up call. I learned about I'm not alone. I'm not the only one going through hard times. And that there is hope. So we pointed him toward his chaplain. They did a lot of follow-up after that. And happy to say he's in a healthy place today. And
That's awesome.
If we can do that for one person, I think that makes each year worthwhile.
Yeah, absolutely. For your volunteers, so the demographic of the soldiers that are coming out, active military, not families. Do you guys do any work with veterans or just active military?
Just active military.
Just active military. Okay. And for your volunteers are all... veterans or active military themselves, or do you have some civilian volunteers as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. Colorado Springs is a town that loves its military.
Absolutely.
And many of our volunteers, we've had active duty volunteers who said, hey, I had a great time. How do I get in on this? So that's kind of fun. We have former military, so some people who have done 4 years, got out, and they want to volunteer. Some are retired, so they've been around for a while. And then we have a lot of people that have never been in the military but love the military, and they want to come out and serve. And so we really do have a broad demographic on those who come out and join us.
So if we're sitting there, we're doing a little play-by-play, right? You guys all get together. Do you guys meet on base or do you guys meet at the event location?
Yeah, we do meet at the event location.
Okay. And starting to fellowship, starting to talk to one another, sending the volunteers out. Then you go do the event, and then you take a break for lunch. What happens at lunch? Where people have finally opened up, people are talking, you have a speaker come out, right?
That's correct.
What kind of speakers do you have out there? What is the intent of that speaker? What is their goal in talking to these soldiers?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we've gotten to know people during the day. Hopefully that speaker will incorporate some of the themes they've heard and also what they've heard from the commander about what's going on in that unit. We've had a military unit up in Denver that had some crisis in their unit. They actually requested we talk about certain topics a little bit and weave that into the discussion so that people could get opened up and be able to talk about those things. That was fun. But the majority of them, our guest speakers are veterans, so they've been there, done that. And they'll tell their real story about resilience. And some of those, that's a combat story. My friend Johnny Buckle, who works over here at Glen Eyrie, he has an amazing story of what he went through in Afghanistan, the process that he went through to process things over years, and how Christ brought him through and his identity in Christ made him the man he is today, how he could not have made it through those challenges without what God has done for us.
Okay, so these discussions, do they tend to go two ways, right? The guest speaker does their speech, talks about their experiences and how they've built certain skills and resilience in their lives that helps them, go through life.
Mm-hmm.
Do the soldiers end up sharing back afterwards?
Yeah, absolutely. During the event, we encourage a dialogue. So as the guest speaker is speaking, they'll often ask questions and try to understand better who's in the audience. A good example is we've seen this kind of dialogue, which is, hey, everybody knows each other's favorite sports teams or your favorite type of music. But we'll ask some hard questions like, how many in the audience have grown up in a single parent home?
Mm.
And you'll see quite a number of hands go up. You'll ask the question, how many people have a family member that's been incarcerated or is currently incarcerated? A lot of hands go up. We'll ask questions about, was there abuse in your household growing up? Lots of hands going up. How many have been through a tragedy of any kind, natural disaster? A lot of hands go up. And then lastly, how many of you have been personally impacted by somebody who has committed suicide? It's just saddening to see how many Right. people that's impacted. And so that dialogue really gets us to the next level of what's real in life, getting to those tough things. And we actually challenge in the spiritual fitness routine, hey, are you asking the hard questions of people? James, if I see you every day, I know what normal looks like.
Right.
And if I see you not looking normal, do I have the integrity? Do I have the guts to come up to you and say, hey, James, you're not looking good today. What's going on? Something doesn't look right.
Right.
That's the challenge to go to. And again, that's what our veteran community is learning more and more, is ask those hard questions that maybe we didn't ask when we were still active duty.
Yeah. So when you guys sit down in for lunch and you have that speech and that discussion, you're talking back and forth, and you have everybody raise your hands, you're not only sitting there and providing help that one day by having everybody raise their hands for whatever things they've been involved with or experienced, you're causing a soldier to look up to other soldiers, and that's their support group. That's where they can look across and be like, oh, there's somebody who's going through exactly what I'm going through, and I can talk to them. I'm not alone.
Absolutely. And yeah, we'll encourage them. Hey, look around. Look at other hands that are up. Did you know about your workmate that this is something that they're going through? And I think that helps bring a whole new level of personal understanding. Hey, I've been through this. Hey, there's somebody else that's now going through this. I can actually lend a hand to somebody because I've been through this before.
Yeah. You're setting up the whole group for future success.
Absolutely.
When you get down to the parking lot at the end of the day, everybody's getting in their cars. What are you seeing from the soldiers?
Yeah, we have a lot of material we'll pass out afterwards that comes from a lot of our different sponsors. But really what we see are people coming up to us and asking questions about what's next. What's my next step? And everything from young soldiers that are 18 to 24 are like, hey, I've never heard this thing about Christianity, about who Jesus is. I haven't heard about identity of Christ in Christ. What's my next step? And so we'll encourage them, hey, find a church, chat with your chaplain, join a Bible study at your base. A lot of our partners like Cadence, Navigators, Crew, they have some really good discipleship teams there. So we'll have those discussions. Some people come up and say, hey, I had a chat with a older Marine who had been in for 19 plus years. And he said, hey, I have two marriages behind me that I've burned. I'm getting out in 2 years and I don't know what I'm going to do with my future. I'm that guy you talked about that all my identity has been placed in who I am as a U.S. Marine.
Right.
And so we had some really good talks about what's a good transition from that. How can you do things now while you're still active duty to identify who you are? What is your identity in Christ? And it's a wake-up call. A lot of folks, that's our challenge in the veteran communities. We hang up the uniform and we don't know who we are.
Right.
Whereas if you can, you know, get that community early on and start making that transition again, if you've been in 4 years, you've been in 24 years, that really helps you with that transition of what is my true identity?
Right. And so the ultimate goal then is to help soldiers find their identity in Christ, not in the uniform, not who they are on this earth, but who they are in the kingdom.
Yeah. And we'll say eternity starts today. So we'll present, I like to present a picture of the parallels between physical fitness and spiritual fitness, because we talk about physical fitness.
Yeah, if you sit in your chair and eat donuts and watch TV all day, in 10 years, you're going to be regretting it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So in the military, they can rattle off what they do for a physical fitness test. But then you ask the question, well, what do you, the Army does have a policy. The Marine Corps does have a policy. All the services have a policy that includes spiritual fitness as one of the foundations.
What's the policy? What does it look like?
Yeah, the policy basically says there's multiple areas. So they'll talk about mental fitness, physical fitness, emotional fitness, nutritional fitness, sleep fitness. But the question is, you know, I know what I do for nutrition. You know, you count calories. You can look at what's going on. What are you doing for spiritual fitness? And so one of the parallels I like to draw is, what day do you not miss at the gym unless you want skinny legs? It's leg day, right?
Yeah.
So identity is really foundational to your spiritual life. Where are you finding your identity?
Yeah.
And we'll talk with the soldiers or the Marines or whoever's in there. Where are you finding your identity today? Where are good places to find identity? Where are bad places to find identity? And what is lasting identity in Christ? With that punctuation mark that, hey, when you accept Christ, that eternal life identity doesn't start when you die. It starts today.
Right.
Eternal life begins today. And it really does resonate. I think that picture of, hey, I don't have a spiritual fitness routine, or maybe it's I had one back when I was at home. Now I joined the Army and I've kind of walked away from my faith. So getting back into that spiritual fitness routine, I think it really resonates with today's young people.
Right. Do people come up to you who aren't necessarily, you know, we live in 2026, not everybody is faith-based or Christian.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody comes up to you and they are looking for spiritual health or mental health, but they're not necessarily Christian, what avenues do you present out for them? What is their next step?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a lot of times we'll direct them toward their chaplain who can do follow-up. So that's a personal touch. Also, we have a lot of material. We have some material from Josh McDowell that talks about how he did some research and discovered who Christ is, mm-hmm. and actually validated through kind of legal review, hey, Jesus is who he says he is. So
right.
just kind of that case for Christ. We'll give them those types of things. And they'll also point them, hey, if you're curious, here's a Navigator Bible study that's going on a base. Here's something else that's going on a base. You can plug in without being a believer and try to learn more about this.
Right.
We also have Bibles available. A lot of our partners provide Bibles. Triumph Outdoors has some really cool outdoor Bibles with hunting and fishing. So we'll provide them a Bible. And my recommendation, I'll say, hey, go read the book of John. Kind of learn about who Jesus is. And you know, maybe you'll learn something here. But again,
right.
we really allow people the lateral space to have the life that they have and say, hey, these are the questions I have,
mm-hmm.
and be able to leave there with some kind of resource that they can go ask those questions.
Right. And I bet by just going out there and experiencing the volunteers and the volunteers being such good ambassadors of Christ, that is really convincing to non-believers, mm-hmm. to be like, that is something that I haven't seen before. You can see the salt and light emanating from you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll pause during lunch and I'll ask the volunteers to introduce themselves and answer one question: why are you here today?
Mm.
And half of them will break up a little teary-eyed because they may have had a rough point in their life where they needed this. And the fact that they are giving back is really touching. And I think these soldiers, airmen, Marines, sailors, they see that somebody is out here who could be doing anything else today, but they chose to be with me today while I'm doing this outdoor adventure event. This must be important to these people.
Right. Awesome. So we're coming near the close of the program. What can people do to get involved, whether they're, you know, a couch potato, not necessarily wanting to go outside, or they do want to get out and get involved directly? What does Soul Survivor need on a national level and on a local level here in Colorado Springs?
Yeah, thanks for asking, James. I think the number one thing is prayer. We pray consistently for open hearts for our military. We pray for protection over our military. There's just so much going on in the world right now. Secondly, we're 100% donor funded. And the cool thing about that is no military unit, no government dollars go toward SSO events.
Wow.
So at soulsurvivoroutdoor.org, and Soul is spelled S-O-U-L, you can donate there. And that's our lifeline. So as much comes in, that dictates the events that we can do and whatnot. And then I think lastly, if you want to get involved locally, we have a volunteer network here. And again, you can get information on our webpage for that. But we love this area. Colorado Springs has just been a wonderful place for Soul Survivor to land. I got here about 4 years ago doing this, and it's just really taken off. I honestly, don't tell my boss this, but I've stopped advertising because we have so many units calling us to say, can I get on board and do an event? So we were booked through October this year, but we're excited about what's
That's
coming
awesome.
Up this year. So, yeah.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for coming on. If you were to leave the listener with one last thing, when you sit there and you see all the soldiers and you look at a soldier experiencing all of this? What's your favorite thing to see about them?
I think that each soldier, each service member is precious in God's eyes. And again, the week of event, I'll get a roster. It has numbers. It has names. But every name has a story, and every story matters to God.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for coming on. That was Randy Garcia from Soul Survivor. You're listening to Community Insights, and I'll be back next week.